From the road, the Goff family farm south of Knoxville looks like the neighboring farms with gently rolling hills of pasture. But as we take off in his pickup, Randy Cooney with the state's Mines and Minerals Bureau warns me about what we're about to see.
I still recall the first time I went on a site with the spoil piles, and I felt like I was walking on the moon. It was just so barren.
Cooney is project manager at the Goff Reclamation Site, one of Iowa's 250 abandoned strip mines, which the federal government is paying to reclaim. We soon reach a vast stretch of 180 acres, which at one time yielded tons of coal. Surface miners walked away from the site in the 1950s. Now it's covered with 60-foot mounds called spoil piles. Cooney says that's the rock and dirt miners dug away to get to the coal.
Because they would mine right down that, down along a hillside, and they would take that material out. The topsoil and the good stuff that was on top was excavated off and became the bottom of the pile.
We're atop one spoil pile. Others stretch beyond, separated by deep valleys. Bulldozers are negotiating the highs and lows, moving tons of material to recreate the original landscape. Off in the middle distance, there's a sheer cliff of rock. Cooney says miners carved into the hillside, took out the coal, then carved again, covering up the first gouge with the excavated soil from the second. On and on, pile after pile, until at the end, the last gouged-out hillside remains.
As they brought that drag line down and they cut that away, they left the last place exposed. And it's nearly straight up and down. That's why we call it a high wall.
It's clear the mining itself was hazardous, especially when miners turned to dynamite to wreck through rock and trees. And Cooney says there's still danger in these hills. The sheer cliffs and deep gullies aren't safe for landowners or trespassers or livestock, and the environment's at risk, too. Cooney says over time, air and water turn the sulfur in the waste to acid, so acid mine drainage is common in waterways near surface mines. Also, without benefit of any plant life, the barren dirt and rock have blown and washed away, clogging the streams. That worries Iowa Department of Natural Resources Water Policy Coordinator Bill Aim.
We have just this last year stepped up our monitoring to try to get a little bit better handle on what the impacts from the surface mines are.
Ames Agency has a project underway at South Central Iowa's Muchikinnick Creek. They're trying to determine why the water is unable to support as much wildlife as similar waterways. The creek's headwaters are up toward Pella, and the stream eventually merges with the Des Moines River at Eddyville. Ames says further north, the primary land use is farming.
But then as you get down south of Oskaloosa, that's where you run into the abandoned coal mines there, and that's where you start picking up the influence of those into that stream.
So technicians are testing to see what role acid drainage or sediment or heavy metals from the mines are playing in the water's degradation. Ames says fish and the bugs they eat don't thrive in acid, and the sediment smothers fish eggs on the bottom of the stream. Restoring the land is costing millions of dollars, $3 million for the Goff farm alone. The money's coming from fees on the nation's current coal operators. The companies that operated the strip mines decades ago are not footing the bill. Mines and Minerals Bureau Chief Todd Kaufeld says back then the state had no control over surface mining.
They were not required to post a bond or a performance bond for the purpose of reclamation when they were done mining, nor was there a regulatory agency or authority within the state that monitored that.
Largely unregulated, we can say.
True.
Kaufeld says the strip miners eventually went out of business, and the state has no inventory of who the operators were, including who strip mined the Goff farm. But landowner Richard Goff does. His father owned the farm when the mining occurred.
Some of the strip miners I know was here. The Weldon family was here, the Beard family, Nichols family. I'm probably leaving some out. And I can kind of remember the last time. It was in the late 50s or early 60s, and that was kind of towards the end of the strip mining, but I can kind of remember them coming in then and getting the deeper stuff. And I think it was the Weldon family, I think, that was the last ones to strip here.
Goff says though the coal was dug out of his family's farm, tales of blowing up the hillsides with explosives impressed him as a kid.
Yeah, blasting was a big thing with the strip mining back then, and my dad's told me several stories about different things that's happened. You know, there's kind of funny later after, you know, they look back, but it was dangerous at the time. And you know, every time you handle dynamite, it's dangerous.
Goff says landowners were paid royalties for the coal, so it had its advantages. And he agrees that as the landowner now, he's benefiting the most from the reclamation. Some familiar with the program question why there's no cost share from the landowners, as there is with other soil and water conservation programs. Officials agree the strip mine program has operated pretty much under the radar. They say that's in part because only a relatively small area, about four counties of Iowa, are involved. Richard Goff says he's glad he won't have to worry about being liable for injuries once the land is restored. He says he once caught high school kids who'd wandered onto the property. They were diving off one of the high walls into an abandoned mine pit below. And Goff looks forward to grazing cattle once the newly formed hillsides are seeded and terraced. Randy Cooney says coming up with the rich Iowa earth to make that happen again won't be easy.
On rare situations, we'll actually find some leftover topsoil that was taken or stockpiled when the mining occurred, and if we can use that, that's fantastic. Unfortunately, most sites, that topsoil was covered, and you'd never be able to collect it again.
So soil experts will work their magic with lime and mulch to get fertility back in. They advise landowners to handle the reclaimed land with tender, loving care. They say with what it's been through, it will remain fragile forever. In Knoxville, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.